We turn now to the Middle East and the breaking news tonight. A potential military strike on Iran could happen as soon as Saturday, according to top national security officials. President Trump has already positioned U.S. warships and fighter jets in the region as nuclear talks continue with Iran. Senior White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe has the latest. Ed, good evening. What are you hearing?
Tony, sources tell CBS News the president hasn't yet made a final decision on whether to strike. Conversations about potential military action are described as fluid and ongoing as the White House weighs the political and military risks of escalation. The president has said he would consider strikes if Iran doesn't agree to curb its nuclear weapons program. The Pentagon is moving some personnel temporarily out of the Middle East region over the next 3 days. They're headed primarily to Europe or back here to the U.S. ahead of any potential action or counterattacks by Iran.
All right, and Ed, you mentioned the military assets. What kind of assets are being sent there?
Well, there are usually at least 30 to 40,000 U.S. troops in the region. There are at least 11 warships right now, including the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier in the region. A second carrier group led by the USS Gerald Ford, plus three other ships, is en route. 50 U.S. aircraft flew into the region just today. One potential military target is Iran's ballistic missile sites. The Israelis have been raising concerns about the increased development of Iran's missile program since a late December meeting with President Trump. He told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at that meeting he would support Israeli strikes on Iran's ballistic missiles if a nuclear deal can't be reached.